Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE as we launch here into the third hour of the program. That's 855-450-3733. More on Uber and the trouble they are continuing to receive at the hands of various governments, not just in the United States, but around the world. The headline from copblock.org, they have been raided in France and South Korea. Dozens of officers raided Uber's headquarters, according to French media, for 6 hours on Monday, seizing emails, documents. Seizing emails, documents, smartphones, as well as they are investigating the Uber Pop service, which has been deemed to be illegal by regulators in France. Also, Germany has ruled against Uber Pop, which is a way to, again, hook up with somebody who's willing to give you a ride somewhere. You use an app for your smartphone and, you know, you connect with another driver. You need a ride, you connect with a driver, that person gives you a ride, you pay through the app, and everybody's happy, except for the government regulators. They're not very happy about this at all, and because the people who they have been regulating for years, the taxi cab companies, they're really upset about Uber, considering Uber is bringing innovation to the business.
Well, that's when it really comes to these, many of these regulation boards are peopled by the big businesses in town that are concerned with this stuff. So I'll bet you these transportation boards have more than one taxi cab owner on the board, because those are the people that are going to decide whether or not you get to compete with them or not. And they don't want competition from the average individual. As we stated here previously, it doesn't take much. Who was it? Sewell? I can't remember what the name of the economist was.
Walter Williams?
Walter Williams, who said that it doesn't take much to run a taxi cab. Essentially, all you need is a vehicle.
Right.
And most people have one here in the United States. So you can go into competition with a taxi cab company, you know, if you can get the word out about what you're doing. And that's really what it comes down to, is it's all marketing. And Uber helps people with that.
Uber has filed an appeal with the European Commission in regards to what's going on in France. In the statement, a company noted the raid unfolded 48 hours after France's Supreme Court referred to two key provisions of the chauffeur licensing law to the country's constitutional court. Uber says it plans to vigorously defend the rights conferred upon it by EU law and the French Constitution. Uber is expected to fight the actions of the South Korean and German governments as well. In reference to Germany, a spokesman said the company would appeal the court's decision and, in the meantime, introduce an alternative ride-sharing service being developed specifically to fit the court's interpretation of existing regulations. Uber Pop remains available in France, though some 250 chauffeurs have been fined since the beginning of the year. In recent months, we have seen more and more targeted law enforcement operations geared toward ensnaring drivers of Uber and Lyft, especially in the United States. Police in Madison, Wisconsin, appear to be conducting routine rounds of sting operations on ride shares.
This is one of the most liberal cities in America here.
Right. And after the little guy.
They're showing you their colors. It's not, you know, liberal politics isn't about being for the little guy. It's about being for those in power. And that's the truth with conservative politics, too. It's just it's different flavors of fascism, frankly.
Back in April, an operation resulted in $1,300 in fines for drivers. And in August, a second operation netted $1,000 in fines for the department. Officers in plain clothes used apps to summon rides and then cited the drivers for violating the city's taxi ordinances and for transporting passengers for hire without a license. Now, I remember we did talk to Uber George, who formerly of the TSA, working now for Uber and Lyft in the D.C. area. And if I'm recalling correctly, he did say that Uber will back their drivers. So if you're an Uber driver and you get stung in Madison, for instance, you bring Uber the ticket, they'll provide the legal defense to take that to court, essentially. So, I think that's great. that they are backing their drivers like
that. Otherwise, they wouldn't have drivers.
Right, because that's what this tactic is intended to do. This tactic is intended to intimidate the drivers. They figure, okay, well, Uber's a big company. They've got all this money, and they're willing to spend all kinds of money and time in court. And we don't really want to go up against Uber, so we'll go after their drivers, these independent folks who really, they're not employees of Uber. They're essentially contractors. They work when they feel like working. And, you know, sort of clock on and they start taking rides and then they can clock off anytime they want and stop taking rides and go and do whatever they need to.
That's because they're not employees.
Right. I learned that earlier in the show here tonight, the difference legally between the two. And so they, if you go after the drivers, these guys, they, you know, they don't have the legal chops. Many of them have never been arrested before. They don't, you know, have the experience to go to court. And so it would be a good tactic if Uber didn't stand behind their drivers, but they do. So so that apparently, you know, that over time is not going to be too effective for the police, I don't think. But I guess it might affect certain people who just get scared about the cops in general, or they don't want to, they feel uncomfortable getting a ticket from a police officer. So police captain in the traffic division said at the time that the fines were meant to, quote, send a message that the city was not going to tolerate their operation without licensing. Unquote. After police in Pittsburgh issued dozens
of licenses, when the government takes away one of your rights and then sells it back to you.
If they sell it back to you, because in some cases you can't get a license. Like in New York City, the only way to get a medallion is to get an existing medallion from somebody who wants to quit the business, which means you can't get a medallion in New York City. Same thing's true of like liquor licenses. In a lot of places, there's a set amount of them, and once they're gone, you can only acquire one when one is given up. So licensing is even worse than what you suggested, Mark. After police in Pittsburgh issued dozens of tickets with penalties varying from $25 to $300 to drivers for operating without licenses, judges issued cease and desist orders to both Uber and Lyft after the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission filed a petition against them on June 16th of last year. Since then, Uber won an experimental license to arrange private rides throughout much of Pennsylvania, a victory that came with a warning, quote, to abandon its anarchist ways, unquote, and to comply with state regulators.
Abandon your ways and comply.
I guess the judge told them to abandon their anarchist ways.
Comply with state regulations. Yeah. I mean, you just want it. You want it sort of muffled by the sound of you know, like a face shield on a riot helmet,
like Cobra Commander or something. Let's see. The Philadelphia Parking Authority has been sparring with Uber drivers. They're impounding their cars and issuing $1,000 fines. The agency considers them to be unlicensed cabbies because they don't have taxi medallions, which can cost as much as $500,000 in that city. Officers working with the city's Department of Transportation have also conducted stings in Austin, Texas. So it doesn't sound like we're going to be able to take Uber this time around either. In October, at least five drivers, four in Las Vegas, one in Reno, Nevada, were cited by regulators for a combined total of up to $10,000 in fines. One driver relayed the experience, describing five unmarked Nevada taxicab authority vehicles surrounding his blue Ford Focus as he was driving east on Fashion Show Drive at about 3:30 p.m. He was pulled over while trying to drop off two passengers. Two undercover officers wore black ski masks. Tell me that's not one of the scariest things you could possibly encounter.
Yeah, that's, I mean, they're just showing themselves to be a criminal gang at
that
point.
Absolutely. He said, this is one of the drivers, it's like a sting. It was crazy, man. They had one cop on the front telling me to get out of the car if I had any drugs. It was wild, he said. In January, a sting operation netted six Uber drivers who were fined more than $44,000 by Palm Beach County officials in Florida. Other operations and bans have been launched around the United States in places like Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Tampa, Florida, Boston, Portland, Oregon, and many others.
For those that tell us that you know, they fought in the military for our freedoms, I wonder how this makes them feel. Because it seems to me that whatever freedoms might exist have diminished over time. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the freedoms are, you know, maybe we're just getting to see it now, and it's just sort of the same. But
I think you're right. I think you're seeing it.
In the land of the free, you should be able to drive somebody someplace and get some gas money for it.
Yeah, well, we were talking about these issues before Uber. I remember very clearly one story out of South Florida where they conducted a sting and they busted an elderly gentleman in his 80s, I think it was.
Yeah, he was retired.
For giving a young lady a ride home. Young lady turned out to be an undercover police officer, and she begged to give him $5, which he initially refused, but ultimately relented and allowed the girl to give him the $5, and he was then arrested for his efforts. 855-450-FREE. So these taxi cab companies have for a long time been cracking down on their unlicensed competition. This is just the latest big-time iteration of it. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Chain. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The federal debt and risk of financial crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 and other driving-related news. Because, by the way, we've been talking about Uber and how they are constantly under fire in various different political jurisdictions for supposedly, you know, not being legal. They're offering an amazing service to people, and also Lyft is under fire in a lot of ways as well. And they've innovated, and the old guard doesn't like that. So they're doing everything they can to stop it with the violence of the system. Kudos to the author over at copblock.org. Let me get his name here. It is Asa J. For doing a pretty good recap of some of the more recent developments. I had not heard of some of the things that were happening there, like in Pennsylvania and Madison, where they've been cracking down and fining drivers, impounding cars in Philadelphia. I mean, just going crazy on these folks. I'll post the full article on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. In fact, I think I already did that. So check those out at news.freetalklive.com.
We had a wine tasting here with Cameron Hughes Wines. They were shipped to us, and I can't recommend highly enough these wines. They really are great. And what's amazing is that Cameron Hughes sells directly to you at 40 to 80% off. All you do is go to chwine.com. And they make it easy for you to get, you know, $50 to $100 bottles of wines at a fraction of the cost. The average cost over there is $15 for a bottle of wine. So if you go to chwine.com, this is Cameron Hughes' site, and you click on the microphone that's in the upper left-hand corner and you enter FTL, you're going to get an additional 20% off select bottles. Plus free shipping. Free shipping on everything that you order and 20% off select bottles. So you really, when you go to chwine.com, you really want to use coupon code FTL. We talked to Cameron here on the air, and, you know, he runs a great business. It's amazing what he's able to do as far as getting these wines that are, in many cases, rated over 90 points. But you're not paying that kind of rate for it. $15, the average cost of the wines at chwine.com. The microphone's in the upper left-hand corner. Use coupon code FTL.
All right, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Coming up, more on automotive-related news. Mark, you've got a story about the self-driving car. Is it Google's self-driving car or a different one?
I don't believe so. No, it's got a steering wheel.
Ooh, okay. I didn't know they had
Google must have had one, too. So it's not the one you see with the little, that looks like the little bubble golf cart thing. No.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about, I guess it's on a quite a journey, apparently. We can discuss that here, but your phones, your phone calls come first. Jay Noon is on the line with us here. Jay, and where are you calling from tonight?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, so, Jay. Where are you calling from tonight?
So I'm on the road. I just got done delivering some cattle in Massachusetts. Anyways, there's a guy up in New York. It's called West Wind Farms. If somebody wants to do that on Facebook, they got a Facebook page, or if they just Google the trouble with raising animals or something, or trouble from the government. So apparently, from what I gather, this man had a working cattle dog. He's got a farm. He raises pigs and goats and some cattle and chickens, and he sells the stuff there, the meat. I don't know what their butchering operation is, but the dog didn't have a license, so they gave him a ticket for no dog license. And then he beat him because in the New York code, it says something about that working dogs on farms aren't required to be licensed.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like any other farm animal. So,
okay, that's interesting.
And so basically, I heard this from another guy I talked to, was a neighbor of his. So anyways, I guess the judge kind of like gave the cop a, on the other is what was related to me. That
you cut out for a moment there. You said the judge gave the cop what?
That he went up one side of him and down the other and told the cop that he needs to thoroughly read a code before he writes a ticket.
That's good advice.
Penal code there. So a couple days later, the cop says, hey, I need to make a, the animal control officer or something says I need to make a inspection. So the guy goes, well, I got nothing to hide. Fine.
Okay.
So they basically wrote up a bunch of BS tickets, a whole bunch of citations on this guy, and they're trying to seize his animals now.
Oh, no. And this is, I'm sorry, so you said, what was the farm called? West Wind?
West West Wind Acres.
Okay.
And if you guys look up West Wind Acres on Facebook, you'll get to it. I'm heading out to the court appearance. I'm going out to the court appearance tomorrow. It's at 5:30 p.m.
What the hell kind of court? Every now and then I hear about these courts that actually hold court in the evenings. It seems so bizarre to me. I mean, most of the courts I've ever been to have closed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, this is like Village Court or something. It's green. It's Glenville. I'm sorry. Glenville, New York. It's at 5:30 p.m. I was in court a couple of times in this little podunk court in Sharon Springs, and it was actually like a DPW garage. The court was at 5:30. And they would pull the trucks out and set up lawn chairs or folding chairs and have court. The only one I've ever been in like that.
Wow. All right. So let me see if I followed you so far on this, Jay. So this West Wind Acres in Amsterdam, New York, some cop went after him for an unlicensed dog. They beat that in court. And then the cops came. Was it the police who came and then further ticketed them for various violations, or was it some sort of inspection bureau?
Well, it's an officer. If you go on that Friends of West Wind Acres page, there's all the complaints around here. If you scroll down a page a little bit, it says Officer M.L. Brzezinski or something, Chair of Greenville Police or Glenville Police. I read a couple of different things. So some of them said animal control officer. Some of them said police officer. They're all the same. They're all just a bunch of pirates as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I called this guy up. I talked to him on the phone today a little bit. I told him I was going to call the show and try to get some people out here. I called about 30 people I know. I spent about 6 hours on the phone today while I was driving around calling,
So you want folks to go to the hearing. You want folks to go to this hearing. Is this going to be the full hearing where he's facing all the farmer is facing all of these charges?
He's not even sure what's going on. He says, this is my second appearance that he's making. This guy, he's starting to understand a little more about liberty now this is happening to him. It's really woke him up. But he don't even really know exactly what's going on at the hearing tomorrow. He doesn't think it's a trial. Nobody said nothing to him about a trial. Who knows? He's just trying to raise, farm animals.
Why are they trying to take the animals from him?
Like, for example, there's one where a guy said that he went out to go look at where the cattle were, and there was a little ice on top of the water bucket at 7 o'clock in the morning. And
and that's a violation.
Sure, I guess. And they said that all the animals were all the livestock and stuff was dehydrated. I read a bunch of this stuff online. And he had a vet come, and the vet came right there that day, showed up very soon and said, no, none of these animals are dehydrated. They're fine. And
so presumably the vet will be called as a witness in this case.
I would assume. This fellow really doesn't have a real good grasp of what's going on, but we're going to try to help him out.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. Keep us in the loop. It's West Wind Acres. The Facebook page is Friends of West Wind Acres, and that's how you can kind of follow along with us. Thanks, Jay, for the call tonight. Sounds horrifying.
It's happening to small farmers all across America.
Yep, that's true. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. There's more Free Talk Live coming up. Tell your story.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you about a prosecutor who's finally sorry. He's finally found himself a conscience, apparently. Sorry for putting an innocent man in prison. And he actually wrote a letter to him. We'll tell you about it here in a moment. Also, your calls and thoughts are welcome about whatever you'd like to discuss. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Of course, sign up for our email list. The email sign-up box is on the left-hand side of the site. Just go to freetalklive.com, scroll down a little bit. You'll find it there. Just drop your email in, and we will keep you up to date with weekly updates. There's the weekly digest that is sent out. So it usually has a link to a video clip of Free Talk Live and a link to, or several of the most popular stories as voted by listeners like you on our website. So go and check it out over at freetalklive.com. And again, sign up for the email list on the left-hand side of the page there. Let's go to Alma in Georgia. Alma, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello? Do we lose Alma?
Sounded like it.
Alma going once? Alma going twice? I'm not sure what happened there. I'm going to just... Her line's still there, so I'm just going to put her on hold.
Maybe,
oh, there she hello. Is.
Hey, sweetie.
We got you, Alma. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. All right. You ain't seen one. I can make some wine. I call it the truth serum. And I named it Alma Mia. Am I on speaker?
No.
What is speaker?
Speakerphone.
But
I mean, I don't know if you're on speakerphone on your end, but you don't sound like it. You sound fine.
I'm okay?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. But I call it Alma Mia, and people come to the house, and they love it. Give them an hour and 15, 30 minutes of 16 ounces, and I know their whole friggin' life.
Yeah, 16 ounces of wine will make me pretty tipsy.
Yeah, that'll take care of it.
Not this. This, I have to test it. When I make it, oh, and that's a big mistake when I have to test it, as I put it up in bottles and stuff. Because anybody I don't like.
Have you been testing it tonight, Alma?
Well, Alma likes beer. I know not
oh, really?
Go near. Well, my husband left me about a week ago, so I have been trying. I have been trying to feel pretty damn good. Okay.
I heard you. Well, good luck, Alma. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, what's going on with the self-driving car?
It's taken off from San Francisco and going to drive to New York City.
That's a long ride.
Yeah, this is from CBSLocal.com, New York, CBS Local. A road trip from California to New York that starts on Sunday is about to make headlines. It's been billed as the longest journey ever for a self-driving car. As CBS2's Kara Tsplotis reported, three people will be riding in the modified Audi for the majority of the time. No one will actually be driving. It's the longest coast-to-coast journey of an automated car from San Francisco to New York, says John Absmeyer. The car has will make the 3,500-mile trip using Delphi's self-driving technology, which includes...
Not Google.
...roughly 20 sensing systems. Around the periphery, there's forward vision... There's radar. There's also LIDAR. The car has high-accuracy GPS and is also vehicle-to-vehicle, vehicle-to-infrastructure communications. Delphi is putting its autonomous driving system to the long-distance test to collect more data about highways from on-ramp to off-ramp. The technology will control the car, so... On the interstates, from on-ramp to off-ramp, the technology will control the car with an operator behind the wheel in case of emergency.
Just in case, sure.
Yep. We're using, and this is what I thought is like, when you start laying out the roads in the United States, the interstates are a very small percentage of the road space, right? Like, there's a lot more highways and byways and neighborhood roads and things like that. I don't really need a car... That's going to take me from my house to, you know, my in-law's house in Florida if it just handles the interstate, right? My wife's Prius gets something like 400 miles to the a tank full of gas. We literally could stop two or three times on the way and essentially leave in the morning and be there within something like 24 hours if the car would drive itself.
So instead, you got to stop in hotels or whatever.
I think this is really going to be what sort of does in domestic air travel. You kind of have to ask yourself, would you, you know, if you've got to make a 16-hour drive, would you rather just leave when you want to or take a plane flight that's going to be, it's going to be 2 hours to get there, but you also have to have that hour and a half ahead of time at the airport, the drive to the airport, the drive from the airport.
Sure. And all the hustling around, dealing with security.
The free government massage, the free government x-ray bath or whatever it is that you're getting.
You might miss the plane. The plane might be late. So and
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Usually when the plane's late, you're probably going to be dealing with some weather issues anyway. But I think it's I really do believe it's going to do in domestic air travel. And now people will probably want to fly from New York to San Francisco. But they if it's going to be a 16-hour drive or less, they'll probably just want to take the car, it seems to me. Anyway, going on here, they won't be hands-free for 100% of the time. In urban environments, operators will take over and drive. Only five places in the U.S., including California, Washington, D.C., and Nevada, have specific regulations for autonomous driving. For the rest of the states, the operator will follow whatever the local road laws are. We'll have to follow the laws of that state. In some cases, we'll have to keep a hand on the wheel and abide by local law in those areas, says Absmeyer. And it's interesting that, you know, here we're seeing how the state can really put a crimp in new technology. You have to. Well, you're going to have to keep a hand on this autonomous car's wheel.
Really?
Well, that's what they're saying.
Wow. Okay.
In some cases, they have to keep a hand on the wheel. Delphi hopes that the road ahead includes automakers putting this technology into future cars. The car will drive 6 to 8 hours at a time. It is set to leave San Francisco on Sunday and should arrive in New York for the auto show the first week of April. So there you go.
It's exciting.
The future is here. Self-driving cars are coming through your state. Probably.
Yeah, there's actually a long story over at ArsTechnica.com about this very car. They got a ride in Delphi's what they call tricked out Audi. And they say that if you're a commuter, and I'm jumping like way down in the article here, and because they talk about they all cover some of the same ground that you just did. If you're a commuter and you've experienced bumper to bumper traffic, you can imagine that relinquishing the wheel to during that particular hell of the modern era could be a beautiful thing. I was so ready. I hopped in the back seat of Delphi's Audi and we went on an 8 mile drive around Mountain View with a highly trained operator who didn't touch the wheel once. The drive was exactly what you'd want it to be. Uneventful. Delphi had set up the car's infotainment system to deliver video representing what the car was seeing through its various sensors, and it noted that any production version of an autonomous car might have a similar but more refined video feed. Absmeyer, who was sitting next to me in the back, involuntarily fidgeted at one point while the car was taking too long to merge. The car is very conservative and won't try to be aggressive in certain situations, he told me. Seems like a smart programming move.
Yeah.
He told me, adding that this can lead to longer than normal wait in the lane if the lane you want to get into is going too fast. But the driver never had to take over, and Delphi's system was always able to get the car over to the correct lane in time. The car will also respond to limited human direction while in automated mode. If your lane becomes woefully stuck and the lanes to the side of you are empty, hitting the blinker will instruct the car to change lanes despite whatever its navigational instructions might indicate. In fact, for most of the ride, I couldn't even tell that no human was driving the car. When we got back to Delphi's parking lot, the driver flipped the car back into manual mode and found a parking space. When the system does eventually have all the testing required to become production grade, the guy in charge said that it will likely cost somewhere to close to what a high-end safety package add-on would cost you in a new car today.
That can be as high as $10,000. Here's what I...
Once you do a lot of driving, it might be worth it.
Once these things are in vehicles, though, you're going to go from very quickly to full implementation. Because if somebody turns this on, they're in the driver's seat, somebody's going to doze off relatively quickly. I mean, this is just how humans are. They're not going to be, you know, keeping one finger on the wheel or anything like that.
All right, more coming up here in moments. 855 453. You can share your thoughts on self-driving cars. Are you ready for it? It's Free Talk Live.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control toll-free here. In the remaining moments, we've got enough time for you. If you dial in now at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can support this show and all of the other great shows on LRN.FM. There are dozens of liberty-oriented programs that air on LRN.FM. And they air on the internet, of course. You can go and listen to that anywhere in the world if you have internet connection. But much of the world does not have internet. I mean, it's hard to really imagine this, as those of us in the United States and in other developed parts of the world, we're so used to our internet. I've got two internet connections here in the studio, and I also have a third one on my cell phone. So technically, there are three internet connections within the distance that my hands can travel. The immediate vicinity here. So internet is
class privilege,
is ubiquitous for us, and it's easy to take that for granted. It's hard to imagine living in a world that doesn't have it, but about half of the world's population live in that world. They do not have access to the internet. And what they do have access to is satellite communications. They have a free-to-air satellite that is available in all countries around the world, channels that, you know, essentially you can pick up with a very, very low-cost receiver and satellite dish. I mean, literally, you're talking about $200 plus whatever it costs to install it, and you can get entertainment for as long as that product lasts, as long as the dish, you know, lasts and the receiver lasts. So there's no monthly fee, is what I'm saying, to get these free-to-air channels. We're on free-to-air over North and Central America, so people in Central America and some poorer countries down there can receive us, and people in America that don't have internet can also receive us. Believe it or not, there are people in the United States who don't have internet. And but more importantly, I think that LRN.FM should be heard globally, and we were on in Africa up until mid-February. We were on gratis at as a courtesy of our satellite provider. They gave us kind of a bonus for a few years, and the free ride ended. And I'd like to get back on in Africa, because we were reaching Africa's basically the part of the world that has like the least internet access. These are the least connected people in the entire globe, and there are millions of them there. So we can reach them with the ideas of liberty, as long as they speak English. We can reach them with those ideas.
Quite a few do.
And a lot do. And we can do it for relatively affordable. I mean, for a few hundred bucks a month, we can do this. It costs, but it adds up, right? Like a few hundred bucks, several hundred bucks a month over 3 years turns out to about $22,000. So we're trying to raise that money. You can help us with the Indiegogo campaign over at africa.lrn.fm. Contribute whatever feels right to you. And then please share the link so other people can find it. We've got less than 2 months to do this. I think it can be done, but I really don't know. I've never done anything like this before, so it's up to you. Go to africa.lrn.fm.
It can be done.
It can be.
It can be done.
Whether it will or not is up to you.
We have people funding already, so.
Yep, and thank you for everybody who's already stepped forth. If you can't afford $5 or $10, then you know, please just share the link, africa.lrn.fm.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that it's africa.lrn.fm, because
right.
Usually we say, when we say a dot website, we usually say like africa.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
So it's africa.lrn.fm.
Yep. All right. So here's a story about the prosecutor who found himself a conscience decades later from rawstory.com. The lead prosecutor in a case that sent an innocent Louisiana man to death row for 30 years has now penned a heartfelt apology to the man, admitting, quote, "I was not as interested in justice as I was in winning," unquote. In the letter published by the Shreveport Times, attorney A.M. Marty Stroud III claimed responsibility for the conviction of Glenn Ford in the 1983 murder of Isidore Roseman, a Shreveport jeweler. Quote, "I was at the trial of Glenn Ford from beginning to end. I witnessed the imposition of the death sentence upon him. I believed that justice was done. I had done my job. I was one of the prosecutors, and I was proud of what I had done," wrote Ford, who's now 64. Ford was the guy who got put away. I apologize. Stroud is the attorney. Ford, now 64, was released from Louisiana's notorious Angola prison on Tuesday by a Shreveport judge after Louisiana state prosecutors stated they could no longer stand by his conviction. Ford was sentenced to death by an all-white jury carefully selected by prosecutors and convicted despite the testimony of a primary witness who admitted in court that she lied to protect her boyfriend, who was also a suspect.
You know, it's interesting that the state and the defense get the same amount of I don't know what you call it when you toss a juror out. But don't you think that, like, when
peremptory challenges.
A peremptory challenge. It doesn't seem like, I mean, it doesn't seem fair that it's fair, right?
I don't get it.
It's this, okay, the government paid for the courthouse. The government pays the judge. The government pays the prosecutor. Oftentimes, the government pays the defense attorney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they decide when it's going to be, where it's going to be, and pretty much everything about it. And then they get to fight the case on equal footing with you. As though,
if you want to call
it's
it
fair,
that. Yeah, it's not equal at all,
right? Like
they also get the last word in most cases I've seen as well.
The defense should get to throw out 6 people, and the prosecution get to throw out none,
yeah, or zero,
right? Zero. Why should they?
Good
These
point.
Are your citizens. Why would you get to throw any of them out?
Good point. What about the jury of your so-called peers? Stroud wrote his letter in support of Ford, who's seeking to be compensated by the state for the time spent while wrongly incarcerated.
You're darn right.
Stroud wrote in his letter, quote, "Glenn Ford should be completely compensated to every extent possible because of the flaws of a system that effectively destroyed his life.
Since he was involved, shouldn't it be taken out of his pension?"
That's a great point. The audacity of the state's effort to deny Mr. Ford any compensation for the horrors he suffered in the name of Louisiana justice is appalling, wrote Stroud.
Yeah, he's appalled, but he hasn't written a check.
Yeah, according to Stroud, he was arrogant and only interested in winning the case, writing, quote, "In 1984, I was 33 years old. I was arrogant, judgmental, narcissistic, and very full of myself. I was not as interested in justice as I was in winning. To borrow a phrase from Al Pacino in the movie And Justice for All, winning became everything." Stroud admitted he was too passive when it came to listening to Ford's side of the story, stating, quote, "I did not consider the rumors about the involvement of parties other than Mr. Ford to be credible, especially since the 3 others who were indicted for the crime were ultimately released for a lack of sufficient evidence to proceed to the trial. My mindset was wrong and blinded me to my purpose of seeking justice rather than obtaining a conviction of a person who I believed to be guilty. I did not hide evidence. I simply did not seriously consider that sufficient information may have been out there that could have led to a different conclusion. And that omission is on me." After
yeah, I think that this is a great and instructive situation. I mean, this guy, he believed this. And sometimes the things you believe are wrong.
Mm.
And it's good to be able to sort of step back and take a look. It's hard.
Yeah, and, well, you know, he managed to do it 30 years later. But it's also, you know, not hard to believe that this is true of a lot of prosecutors, right? Like, just for anybody out there thinking, oh, this is just that one guy. No. A lot of prosecutors are very interested in getting convictions. They're not so interested in justice, whatever that means to them. To them, they want to get convictions to pad their numbers so they can maybe run for judge at some point or perhaps some other higher-level political office. And these people, these human beings who are the victims of this system, many of whom are being convicted of victimless crimes in the first place, even if they did commit the so-called crime, they never actually had a victim in the first place, these people are being abused. They are being laid as the pavement along which these prosecutors are walking to political success.
You know,
it's sick.
When they pay these people out, you never know what this person could have made in their life. Maybe they would have made $10,000 a year. Maybe they would have made $1 million a year.
The victim or the prosecutor?
The people that are going to prison.
Okay.
Illegally or, you know, erroneously.
Right.
And you never know. I don't know how to stop this stuff and turn it around, but it seems like they should get a good amount of money per year that they were gone. I don't know what that number should be, but, you know, and people should see it on their tax bills, too, because so many people support this. So many people assume
the crackdown on crime, you mean?
So many people assume that just because somebody's been charged with something, that they're guilty of something. We've been told our whole lives that a person is innocent until proven guilty, but somehow or another, people are just so lockstep with the government when they decide to charge somebody with something. They need to see what the cost of that is.
A little bit more here from Stroud. After apologizing to Ford and all involved in the trial, Stroud called for an end to the death penalty, saying that it was, quote, an abomination that continues to scar the fibers of this society, unquote.
Yeah, well, in this circumstance, this guy did go to death row.
He did.
Yeah, and so
in a really crappy prison, too.
And what I think anybody who supports the death penalty is responsible for exactly what they want to kill people for. They're responsible for killing innocent people. Mm-hmm. When you support the death penalty, this guy was innocent, went to death row, could very well have been executed, like so many people have been executed erroneously at this point. So when you support a system, a governmental system in which you participate, and you advocate that governmental system kill people, as far as I'm concerned, you're guilty of murder because you know that an innocent person will be killed. You're a murderer. Stop supporting the death penalty. It's exactly what you're standing against.
I end with the hope that Providence will have more mercy for me than I showed Glenn Ford, but I'm also sobered by the realization that I am certainly not deserving of it. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.